Hannah, first of all, tell me a little bit about your own background.
Well, I studied music and theology in Maynooth College. Then I trained as a teacher in Limerick. I worked in Mullingar and St Finian's in Mullingar. And then I trained as a pastoral worker in Mater Dei and went on to work with the Dublin Diocese as a pastoral worker with them for 3 years.
And now you're working as church officer with Throwcra. What exactly does a church officer do?
Well, I suppose it's really, when the bishop set up Throwcra, they had two mandates. One was to reach out to those most in need in developing countries, and the other was to educate the Irish people about the work of Throwcra and about social justice. So really the church officer's role is to reach directly into diocese and into parishes to try and bring the message of what Throwcra's work is, what we're doing, and also our fundraising aspect as well, and bring it right into the heart of parishes and try and get people to grasp onto our Catholic social teaching and to act that out and to live that through the message of the gospel.
You've had a busy 2 years, really, when we think back to Haiti, to the Lenten campaigns and to the emergency appeals that you had for Pakistan and most recently the Horn of Africa or the East African. How have the people in the Diocese of Kildare and Loughlin responded to Throwcra's appeals for Lent and for these special campaigns?
Well, we're happy to say and very thankful to say to the people of Kildare and Loughlin that they've contributed over 1.36 million to Throwcra and to these developing countries and the emergency appeals that we've launched, which is really a phenomenal number, and we're very, very thankful for that donations from people.
It seems to be a huge amount of money, especially considering all the financial difficulties that we're in.
Yeah, exactly. I think it stands as a will and testimony to really how generous people are and really how selfless they are. I suppose it's maybe because we're linking back into our Christian roots, but it's spellbinding really when you look at it, and you think that despite the fact that people are, you know, going through such financial difficulties, that they can still not only think about themselves but that they can think of those less fortunate.
Now, your new campaign, a campaign to educate us but also to create an awareness about the, I suppose, the problems that can arise through climate change. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So our recent campaign that we've launched in relation to climate change is called the Up to Us campaign. I suppose it's something that touches quite personally with people, especially those that have donated to our last two emergency appeals, because Pakistan was obviously based on floods, which is as a result of climate change. And then more recently, the East African appeal is again due to drought and severe climate change occurrences. So Throwcra, it has been a long-standing thing that we are campaigning against climate change and the injustice that it is. Like, we're quite aware of the fact that climate change affects everybody, but it doesn't affect everybody equally. And those that are most vulnerable in developing countries are affected in a lot worse ways because they're not equipped to deal with it. So Throwcra are working in countries not only to educate Ireland and the Irish people on the effects of climate change in these countries. We're also lobbying with the Irish government to try and bring in a climate change bill. And then in the developing countries, we're trying to equip people to deal best with the drastic effects of climate change. So whether it's an emergency situation whereby, as we are currently helping 450,000 people in East Africa, but also, you know, say for instance with farmers, where we're getting them to adopt to using plants that maybe only need drip irrigation, where smaller amounts of water are needed but they can be sustained for longer. So that's basically pretty much in a nutshell what the climate change work of Throwcra is about with our new Up to Us campaign.
Now, this campaign is for, I suppose, for parishes, for the wider public as well. Do you have an input into schools on this? Because we know how passionate young people are about the whole issue of social justice, and this is really an issue of social injustice when you think it's the most vulnerable people who've never benefited from the so-called Celtic Tiger or the economic boom around the country are still suffering from the effects of what we do here.
We do, yeah. We're very fortunate to have three distinctive units within Throwcra that can support anybody who's coming from any specific angle. So we have a development education team who have produced fantastic resources for both primary and post-primary schools. They're available on our website, www.trocra.org. We also have a new parish resource, which includes reflections on gospel passages on creation. It shows some of our case studies of areas where we're working to combat climate change. It also has some liturgy resources in the back with prayers of the faithful. And then there's another section which helps parishes that are setting up a social justice group. It gives them ideas of what they can do as a social justice group, especially in terms of climate change. And then finally, there's also a section that gets them to relook at the bishop's letter, which was called The Cry of the Earth, their pastoral letter, and just to maybe have a look at it, revisit it, you know, look at different ways in which they can use this within their parish and live it within their parish.
And why has Trocra, I know you've done a lot about climate change in terms of trying to educate people about the consequences and about awareness and the fact that even just one thing that we do or don't do can have an impact somewhere else on the climate. Why have you decided to launch this now?
I suppose we're actually launching it in correspondence with the lead up to Durban, which is the climate change conference that will take place with all the world leaders. Last time it was Copenhagen. Again, we had another climate change campaign for that, but this time it's to tie in with Durban 2011. And also just because the people of Ireland have responded so positively and so eagerly to the effects of climate change with the East African appeal. So we felt that it was something that there was obviously an appetite for. And I mean, you look at every school in the country that's aiming for green schools and everything. So there is an appetite there, and we want to meet that. And also it's our mandate as Christians to care for the most vulnerable that are suffering the effects of this.
It sounds very interesting. And the information on that Up to Us campaign is available on www.trocra.ie/up to us. Now, Hannah, before you go, I have to ask you how the singing is going.
It's going quite well, thanks. Actually, I think we're singing with a group this weekend in Carlow Cathedral. Foomley is the group that I sing with, and they are a fantastic group. They sing Irish and, well, mostly Irish and kind of an Irish style of music, liturgical music, but it's very uplifting and very, very different stuff. Ronan McDonough is the composer and the group coordinator, and it's all very original, upbeat and happy stuff. So yeah, hopefully we'll see the people of Kildare and Loughlin there and then.
Okay, thanks for that. We wish you the best of luck, and we'll have to get a sample of your singing maybe at another time or another date on the programme. So thanks very much, Hannah Evans, for joining us.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.